Good morning. Welcome back to the WCCO Morning News. Sloan Martin filling in here in the morning. You know, Target announced Tuesday that it's going to be changing how it designs items to eliminate waste and encourage reuse by 2040. And this is especially important for not just because it being a local company, but also because a lot of people go to Target and buy unnecessary things. They have a lot of flashy items. The joke that you're just brought in by Target and want to pull in as much into your cart as possible. You come in for milk and you leave with a $200 bill. So it's interesting to look at what is currently in the works at this point. Jay Drake Hamilton is the policy director for Fresh Energy. And Jay, thanks for joining us. What is your reaction to Target taking this less waste approach by 2040?
Hello, Sloan. These are really smart goals for a great Minnesota company. Their sustainability goals include that they will reduce waste going to landfill to zero by 2040. And that's good news for all of us in Minnesota.
I want to ask you about the Minnesota legislature, and it seems like Republicans dropped their demand that Governor Tim Walz abandon his effort to encourage a switch to electric cars. That had been a major point of contention, where Governor Walz says he's just trying to make the infrastructure more available so people who want electric cars can buy them, not being forced on anyone. This bill in the legislature would fund the DNR and the park system and the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, the zoo, and other programs. What is your take on efforts at the Capitol to build that electric car infrastructure and also making sure that we do have these public areas available from an environmental standpoint?
Yeah, we at Fresh Energy strongly support Clean Cars Minnesota, because what that new regulation will do is to make sure that every manufacturer around the nation that sells electric vehicles will make them available at auto dealerships in Minnesota. So it will just provide more choices to Minnesotans looking to buy a new car or even to buy a used car, and to test out, to test drive, kick the tires of electric vehicles, and learn more about them and learn that whether or not they'll work for their family. So that is good to increase consumer choices. And what we're also doing in Minnesota is we are rapidly expanding the availability of electric vehicle charging stations all over the state. And we're following the recipe set by, remember the Volkswagen legal settlement over emissions cheating they were caught on?
Yes.
Several years ago? Well, what that meant was some of the money from those cheating examples came back to Minnesota, and we are primarily using them, among other things, for building electric vehicle charging stations. And we will do more of that. And we need to make it easier for people to charge up their cars. But keep in mind, something over 90% of the owners of electric vehicles, and someone in every county in Minnesota owns an electric vehicle. Most people charge up their electric vehicles in their own garages at night, where they can buy from their electric power company zero carbon electricity. So isn't that great for everyone? People who drive EVs can now tell their kids, look at me, I'm not having to pay for oil changes. I am not having to stop often or as often as gas stations, because your car is now fueled 100% by wind power, for example.
Yeah, there certainly is an effort by many in the state to make that option available for whoever wants it. Jay Drake Hamilton, Policy Director of Fresh Energy. That's all the time we have today. Thanks so much for joining us here on the WCCO Morning News.
Thank you, Sloan.